From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Michael Taylor, reading The Abandoned, the fourth in the Harrow House series by Douglas Clegg. Now, let's begin with The Abandoned. Through me you pass into the city of woe. Through me you pass into eternal pain. Through me among the people lost for aye. Dante Alighieri, The Divine Comedy. Prologue. You found the house because you knew of it from your dreams and you read of it in the ancient books. It is a sacred place. The ritual was simple. You recited the words, you made the sacrifice. You called the thing back to the form of life. You were only passing through then, in summer, but the house called to you. A boy called to you as well. And even the blood, when it spilled, called out your name. Maybe if you'd done it right that summer night, it would be under control. Maybe there would have been no leakage, spillage, seepage. A shred of something, like ash, taken on the wind from a fire and spread out to others. It leaks and seeps, slowly reaching out with whispered promises and the dreams that come from within its depths. You cannot sacrifice the dead to bring the dead back. Such sacrifice only makes the dead hunger for the living. You intended to move on before morning. You meant to travel far away with life restored to the one you loved. The great gift was within you, but all of it called you back as if it owned you, as if you were slave to brick and stone and wood from the moment you recited the words and tasted the blood of the sacrifice. You journeyed to distant places, but all the while it called you. Because the ash from your fire blew with the wind and